When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Say goodbye to diluted creams and serums that are often made up of 70% water and 15% preservatives, leaving minimal space for the ingredients your skin craves. The scientists behind Fiber Skincare have spent 15 years perfecting nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. And just 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping these nanofibers around oil or liquid-based ingredients. The result was a formula that delivers 5 times more active ingredients compared to creams or serums with no need for fillers like water preservatives or emulsifiers. The first formulation made with this technology is a plant-based anti-wrinkle set of patches that you use over 7 days, applying them just like your favorite serums. Your skin will feel tighter in 10 seconds, and over 7 days, the program is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by 19.4%. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee where if your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they will give you your money back, no questions asked. Go to fiberskincare.com and use code UNFILTERED for 15% off.
My advice for anyone who's sitting there, don't fucking sit there. If you're sitting there, then you're screwed.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Natalie, what do I do?
I hope it's giddy giddy.
Wow. Wow. Wow, wow. Wow. Like that?
I like the wow to the wow. Well, welcome to the podcast.
I know you're feeling overwhelmed or not, like disorganized, not overwhelmed, disorganized.
Yes.
I feel so good about where we're at, you and me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in love with you.
You and me are going through a good time.
I really feel connected and I really feel, no, I'm going to say that I'm loving, I loved this past weekend. I loved it so much. I love that we had to schlep. I love that we had to help. I love that we were so, our hands were so on it.
Yeah.
I love that everything felt so right.
So right now we're talking about this past, I don't, they'll be listening to this next week, correct? Or next week is not the 24th yet, right?
Yeah, it's the 24th next week.
So is that when they get it? On the Tuesday? Anyways, we're talking about this past weekend where we did the Toronto shows. So this is us coming out of it. We did a Friday, a Saturday, and a Saturday matinee. And we didn't use our production company. So we basically used our internal team and we organized the whole event from start to finish. And just basically what we did was we rented a theater.
And it was just... We cut out on video, we cut out like on so many parts of it, but it felt so good and it was so fun.
Yeah.
And
we designed our set. We went and Kat and I went and bought the set. We put the set in the car. We drove it downtown to the theater. And then, hey, just because I can say this and I'm allowed, we returned the whole set and got our money back.
Yeah. Well, that's smart. Like, because we used it for a total of like six hours.
Yeah, you know, I was just listening to the radio this morning, and they were talking about how Mariah Carey's song is now number one for the first time ever, All I Want for Christmas.
TikTok.
And now, this week on the radio, it's being played even more, so it's going to make... so. And they said that Mariah, for, in a two-week span, every year now, will probably make $2 million.
Whoa. On
that song. And they said that there was a time where she was, quote-unquote, going broke, but they were also talking about all these people that go on these big, epic tours, like music tours, and they have... and they go out there because they do it to make money, but then they come back and they're still broke because it is so expensive to put on.
Did they say
shows.
That on the radio?
Yeah. Roz was talking about it. I want some specifics. I'm gonna like Google it, but like he's like the amount. He was literally speaking our language.
We've seen it. We've seen like we'll pull into a venue and the like. What was it? Fleetwood Mac? Was it Fleetwood Mac that we passed? We were in the city as them the same time, and there was like a tour bus for each band member. Okay, which we know is like I think like $10,000 a day.
Yeah.
Or something ridiculous for the bus.
Yeah.
And then so many crew. Anyways.
So many crew. It's so expensive to put on. And he was, I wish we were in the car together listening to it. It was actually Roz talking about it.
That's crazy.
And that it is just, to go on tour is so expensive.
Yeah.
Especially if you want to do it really big.
Yeah. So we are feeling really good about.
And we have no need to do anything really big because that's not our background. Like someone like Mariah has to do big shit.
Yeah, she can't go somewhere smaller. It hurts her brand.
Apparently she's doing a YouTube Q&A, which she'll also make money this week. And she's going to refilm the music video for the song just because.
Whoa.
And it was written.
Do you want to move?
Yeah.
Okay.
Re-recording it. Oh, and it was written in 1994.
Whoa.
So that's a pretty amazing thing that's happened to her.
Whoa, yeah. I would say.
Yeah.
I will also say we had a big conversation last night about, I've been really thinking about, like, as a mother and as I'm watching people work around us. And now Nat and I think it's kind of hit me the magnitude of how many people we employ and the characteristics that are really important to us. And, you know, when you see money leave your pocket, which takes away from your family to pay somebody a salary, you really, like, when you see it go, you're like, huh. Like, you really sit and question the value. And, you know, Nat and I are not cheap, and we're not people who are like, I would rather do this. So I'm not greedy.
No.
It's just that when you work your ass off, and I think like our husbands sometimes don't know how hard we work because we have fun doing it. It's very confusing.
Yeah.
If we would come home and bitch every day, it feels like the money would be worth more. Or if we were like grinding and being like, oh my God, it feels like people would understand the amount of work that we do every day. Needless to say, that's here and are there. I've been looking at my kids and I'm like, consistency and your work ethic are two things.
Yeah.
And how do you work are two things that are invaluable and can't be given and can't be taught in school. You have to actually let them learn how to do it. And I was just like, it is a personality type and it's a characteristic in you. And I think the kids who understand the hard work is invaluable.
Yeah.
I think it's fucking invaluable. And we did a really good example. Like, if you're going to divide, there's team players and you got to be a team player today.
Yep.
Like, if you're not a team player, you better be so fucking rich that you don't need a team.
Yeah.
Or you better be the boss of a company and not need anyone else to pay your salary.
Yeah. Yeah. Just hire people around you and not work with them. Just let them work together. But if you're going to work for that successful rich entrepreneur, you better be a team player.
Yeah, or if you want to learn from that successful entrepreneur, you better be a team player. Like, all these things. And it's really dawned on me that there's people who feel entitled so that they are like, that's not my job. I'm not doing that. Ugh. Rather than looking, oh yeah, of course I'll pitch in. Like, there's no division. And I have to say 99% of our team, like the dancers who get paid probably the least amount of everybody
yeah.
worked the hardest this weekend. Yep. I mean, I'm not going to, everyone worked really hard.
But they went outside of what their normal job description would be, but they showed up and they were there to help because that's what you do when you're part of a team.
Yeah. And they were like, I'm going to change this so I can come and join this. Like yeah. they understood the team effort. And I was like, you know, that is so invaluable. And I was like, and they worked so hard, like 100% from morning to night.
And also, they came with a consistent personality. Okay, and here's like a conversation that I've had with someone, whatever. It's, so someone said, you know, the people act really, show their best, they show their best around you. They don't show their true colors or whatever, okay? And they're just showing you the best of themselves. I said, that's absolutely what I expect when I'm paying them to do their job, that they show me their best. They can go be dick bags to their partners, to their friends, but when they're on my team and they're working for me, I don't care if it's fake.
Whoa.
Right? I don't care.
As long as it's not dick bags to your team members. Like, as long as they're not being rude
When you come to our team, if you're in a bad mood, nobody's here for your bad mood.
No.
This isn't your family. Like, how do I say?
This is not your personal place. This is a professional place. Show up as a professional. Yes. Don't bring your baggage into work. If you have a job to do, show up and do your job. And don't bring in the baggage. Because in the real world, it's like, in the real world, if you're a single mom, and let's just say you're a cashier at a grocery store, you have one attitude to a customer, you're fucking fired.
Yeah.
So, like, don't have your privilege come in. It's privilege. Being moody is a privilege.
Yeah.
Where you think that people, it's entitlement, it's privilege, it's rude, it is unacceptable. It is cocky. The fact that you think you can walk into a professional environment and have a mood.
Yeah.
It is... so privileged, it blows my mind, because most people have to show up every day and work their ass off.
Yeah.
And in fear of losing their job and not getting another one.
100%. And the thing is that and somebody could challenge me this, but I'm pretty sure that you and I lead by example with that. We don't bring our moods to our team. When they come to us, they know what to expect.
Always consistency.
We're always the same. And you know, if we're having, we have consistent personalities anyways, but if we're going to have a hard time, we're going to keep that in our personal home. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know, it's like, oh, you want your work people to be part of your family. Yeah. We're all really close friends. And when we're not working, we can be whatever. But when we're
trying to get a task done, I need a minute. No, fuck, you don't get a minute right now. If you need a minute, go home.
And by the way, I know a lot of you that are listening, a lot of you either have employees or work with people, and you know these people that are moody, and some of you are those people.
Yeah.
And if you're listening to this, just know, like, get your shit together. I don't mean to be rude, but like, you don't deserve that.
If you're a parent, the number one the hardest thing for a kid is an inconsistent parent, where it's confusing whether they're going to get a happy parent, a sad parent, a mad parent. If you're bringing home your work day, your kid doesn't understand that. All they understand is they are going to personalize it and be like, oh, what am I getting today? The moodiness of a parent is probably the scariest thing for a child, because they don't know what the boundaries are, and they don't know what's going to set them off and not set them off. And I'm really passionate about consistency, and I'm not saying to be fake, and it's okay to have moods, and it's okay to, you know, get mad, but you can't just walk in the door and be in a mood because it's a bad day.
Yeah.
Your kid's going to be like, oh, okay, because that's confusing, and that's... your kid is most likely consistent unless there's emotions they can't handle.
Mm.
Like, kids are generally happy unless, you know, they're a tween.
And you know,
they're growing through their moods, you know?
And I'm going to say something now, and some of you are going to be like, what the fuck? You can't say that. I really don't like when people in the morning are like low key or whatever. I'm not a morning person. I don't have time for people who aren't
Shavers
a morning person.
Same thing.
Like, I'm not a morning person. You're choosing to not be a morning person.
Yeah, everything's a choice.
Listen, I mean, I had this friend, and I told you, in the mornings, she'd be such a bitch. And she's like, I don't understand why, you know, what you guys...
Haven't had my coffee yet.
Yeah, I haven't had my coffee yet. You guys are just... You're just so happy in the morning. Why are you so happy? You're choosing to not be a morning person. You know what? When you come to a job, Your mood at 9 o'clock should be the same, or when you show up should be the same as when you leave. Every hour matters.
Especially if you're relying on someone to pay you. Like, if you are waiting for a paycheck, you better show up with your best foot forward. And I think as a mom, I'm like, it's just so evident to me now that, like, that consistency and hard work is probably, we've talked a lot about in past podcasts, like what characteristic we really want our kids to have.
Yeah.
I fucking want my kids to be a grinder, you know, yeah. Not on grinder. Sure. Go on grinder. I don't care. But like grind, I want them to be like, that's the hardest working X, Y, Z that I know.
And you made a good point when you said, I want my kids to be servers, you know, and oh my God, that's cute. I want my kids to be servers because being
waitresses or waiters.
Yeah. And because
in the service industry,
because that will teach you a lot. And you know, we both did, you did serving a lot. I went to a camp and I worked as a dishwasher for a whole summer. And also just like, you know, had to work at a stupid coffee shop at 6 a.m. until like 12 p.m. But you know, I knew I was like, this is really hard work and this is schlepping, but I'm glad that I saw that, you know.
And you also have to, as a waitress, you have to, or like a server, you have to show up 100% and mm-hmm. be like, you know, it is your job, like, especially if you're trying to, because you want tips. Yep. So you've got to show up and be like, hey, your day is not their issue. Your mood is nobody's issue. Nope. But yours. And that's a responsibility that people have to take and own. And I think that, like, as a team player, you have to look at the bigger picture. And it's ironic that arguably our dancers are the least educated,
yeah.
but the most humble,
yeah.
and grateful, yeah. and hardworking, and
And they always say that they love being around Kat and Nat because the energy always feels so great. And we feel the same way about them.
They're not less than. They're not more than. They're not like, we never look down on them. You know, if we're going out, we invite them.
Yep.
Even with our husbands, like this weekend, I'm like, everyone's coming out because they're part of our team. They're not invited because they dance. Like, you know, like they're not less than us because they take their pants off. Yeah. Like, fuck that. They're coming.
Yeah.
You know, and everyone had fun with them. Like,
everyone did. But it's been really hard, and it's been very evident to the people who judge a dancer and said, just because they've ended up in this circumstance, why? When they were little boys, they didn't grow up and say, I want to be a stripper.
Oh, like, yeah.
Life has taken them into this place, and to judge them and say that they're worse.
And they're making their ends meet, yep. you know? Like, power to them. I just...
You look way worse when you judge somebody who's doing, like, a job that you would never want to do. You look worse than them.
And side note, if you have a job, if you don't like it, change it. Yep. It's not anyone's issue that you don't like your job. Someone's paying you money to get that done. And if the boss is making more money than you, don't be resentful of that. Go be your own boss.
Yeah.
Like, either
You'll see.
You go figure it out because the boss is the one who has all the responsibility at the end of the day. Like, it falls on them.
We're definitely recording right now, right?
Yeah, 100%. Okay. So I think that this weekend for us was just like such a reminder of what the core of Nat and I are, and like what a team is, and like just work ethic and people who show up 100%, just even because for no other reason than because they like to work, and maybe it's not their favorite job.
Yeah.
Like, I know one person on our team who's way educated and has totally, like, you know, different, like, different aspirations but this was not necessarily her dream job, but a job was her dream.
Yeah.
And she took that job.
Yeah.
And she was like, what do you need? And, like, smiled, I got it. Like, you know, and was, I just, I
personalities, when it comes down to like,
it's personality.
Yeah. And it comes down to personality, but also it's people just know that your energy in a room, wherever you are, if you're at work or whatever, it is so evident to other people. Don't think that they can't see the energy that you're bringing into a room.
Yeah.
Every human being brings in a lot of energy into a room, and it can be positive and it can be negative, but don't think that people don't notice.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, it is.
Who's the energy sucker and who's the energy filler?
Yeah, or who just shows who presents himself as like, you know, not tricky. Like who's consistent. I cannot highlight enough consistency.
life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow!
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
As moms, we are often juggling a million and one things. With our kids going in a million different directions and taking care of everyone else can mean that we often forget about ourselves. It's time to reclaim a little me time with some well-deserved self-care. And for us, that doesn't have to mean a lot. It can be picking a favorite product and taking a little extra time to do our daily routine. Dime Beauty offers clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. They are 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. You know we don't have the energy to remember the order of a 10-step routine, so we love that the Work system keeps things simple for us and has everything you need in one powerful package with a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their beauty reviews are literally all 5 stars. If you haven't checked out Dime, it's time. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you've been following us, you know we are last-minute planners when it comes to summer, except for this year. We even have one of our kids going to overnight camp for a month, a whole month. We're super excited for them, but we are getting anxious about not seeing them for that long. How will they cope? Will they make friends? Will they be homesick? We all have our own unique set of stressors, varying in size and significance, yet when we hold on to them, they can gradually take a toll on our well-being. Fortunately, therapy provides a safe space where you can get things off your chest and find effective strategies to work through whatever is weighing you down. Therapy offers a place to discover strategies for stress reduction and balance in your life, helping you face life's challenges with new strength. Like when your tween goes to overnight camp for a month and you're trying to put on a brave face. If you are thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's completely online, designed for convenience, flexibility, and tailored to fit your schedule. Simply complete a short questionnaire to be matched with a licensed therapist, knowing you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/catandnat today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/catandnat.
See, and I always say to my children, like, are you a problem finder or a problem solver? Because I really do believe there are two people in this world, problem finders and problem solvers. And you'll see the problem finders, they'll be, but what it what if? I'm like, stop the what if and start the what is. What is right now? What can you control right now? Stop this, what if this? What if next week I came sick for my birthday party? What if? What is right now? You're fine. Move forward. You know, and I really think that if you can use those words with your kids, it helps them understand what they're doing in the moment rather than getting reactionary to them. I'm like, problem solve. Find a solution to your problem. Don't find more problems to your problem. That just doesn't make sense to me. And when they go the what if, especially if you have an anxious kid, not what if, what is right now? And those are the two key phrases that I think even grown-ups can fucking use when you start to go in a tailspin of just, like, you can see them hyped up and you're like, oh my God, take a fucking breath. This is you.
Yeah.
This is you causing more problems.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't deserve your mood. My husband did it to me this morning.
Yeah.
He showed up all in a tizzy and he's like, I'm like, take a deep breath.
Oh God.
Also,
yeah.
Major issue with people, he won't ask for help. So he thinks he's a savior by taking everything on. And I'm like, you're not weak for asking for help. You're just hurting the entire team,
yeah.
Our family, by not asking for help.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to do it all.
Nope. Ugh, guys, personality is so interesting. But you know when, you know it's, oh, it's, ugh. You know, I can only imagine how many, you know, I guess a really good, consistent team player is probably really hard to find. And we've been really lucky.
We've hired on good players.
Yeah.
We've not hired any. Our last employee didn't even look at her resume. We didn't even look at her resume.
No.
We don't even know. I don't even know. She could be a felon. I don't know. Literally, don't know.
And actually, I don't care.
I don't care.
I actually don't care if you're a felon. You're great now.
I will say, though, that if there's one thing that you can look at is that your mood is a privilege. It's not a right.
Yep.
It is your privilege that you have taken, and it's not fair to everybody around you.
Yep.
So just remember that.
Oh, God. I was just thinking about teachers. Are there moody teachers? Could you imagine?
Yes.
Oh, my God. You didn't know what you were going to get with your teacher?
There's definitely moody teachers. There's definitely amazing teachers, but there's definitely bad teachers.
That would be so shitty for kids if you go and you're like, well, what's my teacher's mood going to be like today?
It's very harmful. It's very damaging to a kid's psyche. I just wanted to say psyche.
Okay, good.
I like that. I like that word.
Yeah,
so last night we're sitting there, and I've been home all day. I was on my phone. I was such a waste case. I was just on my phone because I don't want to watch BattleBots. Then I feel guilty about not being on my phone, but I'm like, oh, I'm just going to watch this or watch this. Which one am I going to watch? You know what I mean? I didn't do any online shopping yesterday, though. That was a big win. What was I going to say? Oh, and that's at a unavailable. And I see an email come in. And someone's like, will you guys do a meet and greet in L.A.? So I take that as, you need a show in L.A. Got it. So I text Sam at 9 o'clock at night. Sam, we need a show in L.A. She's like, what? I'm like, yep, we need a show in L.A. Emails start flying.
She's so great, though, because she has a logical brain, but understands that our instincts can often be right. So she'll be like, I don't think that this seems like the right idea, but my instincts aren't always right. So if you want to look into this.
No, not instincts. Logically, it doesn't make sense. Instinctually, it might make a shit ton of sense. Like, logically, she's like, to get the show up, to get the ticket run, to get the thing. And I'm like, I don't know. Let's give her a go.
But Sam's like, all right.
All right. So we start going back and forth. And I was like, I was trying to think of where we did really well in California, and it was Modesto, but they don't want us back.
I love that Michael wrote that. He's just like, yeah, they're not interested in bringing the show back. But we sold out.
Sold out the fastest they've ever sold out. We did have strippers and champagne and confetti. We're not for everybody. Like, some theaters find us.
Oh, we probably fucked up their stage or something.
Yeah, some theaters find us overwhelming because of our shit show that rolls in. We're really polite and really kind.
Uh-huh.
But I think
it's simpler to have a single person with a guitar on the stage.
Totally.
Just one singer.
A lot of people get nervous. Like, what do you mean you have dancers? I'm like, dancers. Like, do they keep everything in their pants? Like, they get very nervous, and moms barf sometimes. You know, we do come with fun.
We do come with fun, if you and are, it's a lot.
If you are not looking for fun, you might not want us.
Yeah, you might not want us back.
If you want fun and a big bar bill, y'all want Kat and Hepa.
Hey, so what did we conclude? Is there a theater for us?
I'm going to find one.
Yeah.
Okay. I was Googling. It might be like 500 or 600 person.
That's
but
good.
But it's great.
Yeah, it's great.
You know, right?
Yeah, that's great.
Pack it to the tits.
Pack it to the tits.
I'm not sure what you pack with tits, but anyways, pack people with tits and off we go.
Like the cat's tits.
Yeah. I wonder if that's that person.
Yeah.
So
you see out the back. Put on your fucking windshield
wipers. Put on your fucking windshield wipers.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card.
Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Anyways, I'm super excited for,
you know, I just feel excited about the future. You know, when we came out of this weekend, I mean, this whole fall has been kind of crazy because there was so much travel. There was so much tour.
I don't even remember it. What's so crazy. But it didn't feel right.
It didn't feel right. It was starting to feel a bit much. And then we were like, hey, we got to change it. Then we do this trial in Toronto. It felt great. And now it's like we're planning for 2020 and we are excited about the planning. That's when we know it's right. When we are like, oh my gosh, this is going to be so fun. We like change. You know, a lot of people like consistency in life. Listen, we like consistent personalities, but we like change. Change ignites creativity in us and excitement. So looking at 2020, we're going to be doing something completely different. We feel good. We feel excited. You will too. You know?
You know, we got an email last night or a DM from someone being like, I want to pay you to pick your brain on what you, did you see it?
No.
Okay. So it was two women who came to a show. And I was like, listen, I'm not ignoring you. Number one, I'm lying beside a sick kid. So I want to respond to you because I see your passion here. But I was like, email Sam. I don't think we're your answer. And yeah. I don't think we'll add value to what you want. And because they were in the influencer marketing space and they were like, it's not the same as you, but it's a neat whatever. And I thought to myself, you know, so many of you have the answers to what you want,
yep.
But you're too afraid to take a chance on yourself and you want someone to tell you what to do. And you want someone to be like, this is a good idea, this is a good idea, this is a good idea. And there's no good idea or bad idea.
And there's no like
formula.
It's like when people are like, so I want to grow my business. How did you get here? Even if we told you how we got here, if you did it, it doesn't mean you'll be successful.
I will tell you the consistency. Again, you can see this word is coming up everywhere.
Yeah.
Consistency in your content, but also not chasing a trend. Like for the people who are in this space and they're like, I want to grow from here to here. It is like, it's, there's no, if, as so many people were like, how do you go viral? Fucking nobody knows.
No.
Nobody knows how to go viral. If you could go viral, you don't think the marketing companies would have figured that out already? Like how to make a viral campaign?
They have billions of dollars. If we could figure out how to go viral, they would have made that happen.
Yeah. And every day what went viral 5 years ago doesn't go viral today.
Nope.
Like everything changes all the time. And that's the beast of the internet. There's no, like, did everyone think that Grey's Anatomy would be like a success? Probably not.
They had no idea.
Did everyone think This Is Us was going to be like a number one? Probably not.
And it's also like when someone like Simon Cowell says there, someone just has an X factor and there's no real definition of the X factor. It's
nope.
Just something that it just, it's like it works with the universe and it just feels right for a lot of people. And there's no measurements. There's no formula. There's no recipe to make that happen again. Unfortunately, that would be awesome. But if that was the case,
we would go viral every day
and everybody would do it.
Yeah. So if I were you and you're sitting there, I would just like stop searching and start doing. That's the only thing I can say is if just start doing and seeing what works and what doesn't work rather than search and search and search and research and research and research. The best thing you can do is start
because that's how you're going to learn from experience what not only works with the audience but what feels right for you. You know what I mean? Like you'll never know if you don't try, because even if somebody, let's say somebody else tried let's say a product. Somebody came up with a pair of socks that are self-heating.
They have those.
Okay, sure.
Love it.
So, love it. So, someone comes up with that, but it flops.
Right.
Doesn't mean that you aren't going to be successful at it.
No.
If you believe in it, you give it a try.
Okay, good. Thanks, Mom. No, I can't agree more.
Yeah, it's so hard for people to understand that are starting a business. And you know what? The truth of the matter is I'm trying to think. When we were first starting out,
Natalie,
yeah.
I will tell you our gift and our biggest strength. We don't think anything through.
Yeah.
We just go.
Yeah.
It comes into our head and we execute.
Yeah.
We have a team around us who thank God listens and lets us fuck up. But our gift is we don't think.
Yeah.
It literally pops into our head. We say it and go.
Yeah.
Like there wasn't even a beat yesterday where I was like, let's do a show in LA. I didn't even ask you. I was like, let's just try this.
I'm like, she's like, we're going to do a show in LA. I'm like, yes, I see that. I'm in.
Like, why not?
Why not?
You know what I mean?
Because we love doing shows, so we might as well do one whenever we can.
When we're there. Why the fuck not? So I guess the my advice for anyone who's sitting there, don't fucking sit there. If you're sitting there, then you're screwed.
And I hate to say this because I know a lot of you people who are starting a business have to do a business plan.
To get money.
Still yet to do a business plan, guys. People have been asking us to do a business plan and thinking about the future for so long. Oh my God, when we first started this, she was like, do a business plan. We're like, we just cannot do it. And you know, this is the beginning when we thought we should do it a little bit traditionally. So we're like, let's get a coach to help us like start up a company. Really?
Well, we didn't even know how to like file for a corporation.
No.
So we even understand like.
So luckily she was a lawyer and she taught us what we needed to do legally in the beginning to start out. But from then on, I feel like she was just like.
You need a bank account. Like, okay, we can do that. Like, literally, it was like, what do we do? Like, didn't even know we needed a bank account.
It's like, how much money you want to make? We said it. It's like, now it's just like when people are like, well, what's your goal for how much you want to make? Just more.
Just more.
More. More than before. Lots.
Lots.
How much?
I don't know.
As much as we can get.
Lots. Yeah, we are definitely,
lots. We want lots of money. But how much do you think you would work for the fit? Lots.
Yeah.
I don't want to put a number on it because then what if there's a bigger number out there and I'm canceling it out by saying I want less?
Yeah. And your goal, like for us, the goal has never been money, except that we understood the impact of our family and it had to add value and our family valued money.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it worth it to our family.
Yeah.
However, I will tell you, if you're a stay-at-home mom, and we've said this before, and you have a passion that fills you and makes you feel whole, and it doesn't bring in a lot of money, and it's not hurting your family other than it's your time, and you need to do it, fucking do it.
Yep, just do it. Because, first of all, who knows what can come of it, but also, if you need to fill your bucket in a specific place, no one's going to fill it for you. You've got to
Go. Do that for you.
Yeah. And honestly, with the whole money thing for our families is that this has been given our children opportunities they otherwise wouldn't have.
Like private school.
Yeah.
Literally. Literally.
And being able to go to Florida.
Yeah, trip, which is basically the same cost of Florida, of private school for a year when you take 11 people.
I know.
To Florida.
I know. Okay, so we can't go to Florida anymore. Got it.
Well, Brian said that. Fuck it. You know what, Nat? I would spend every last dollar to have fun.
I know.
I would give up probably, I would give up everything to have fun.
Yeah.
If I'm having fun, life is worth it.
I know.
If I'm saving for what, life's not fun.
Yeah, because we could all die tomorrow.
Like, throw it in, that's why I think this is crazy. Like, a pool, my house, such a good investment. Although it's giving me nothing, no interest back. It's giving me fun.
Girl.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If I can bring people together, like magician, worth it. It's an experience.
We're having a magician for Christmas Eve. So.
Yeah, fuck it. And he's like, do you want balloons? I'm like, yeah. Give me balloon animals. They're going to fight and cry. They're going to pop and lose them. Don't get fucking care.
Yeah.
The 1 minute will be worth it.
It will be.
So, yeah, guys, I'm going to cut this short only because I'm losing my voice and we have 700 things to do. But I think it is such a powerful podcast because it's really passionate.
There's a lot of take-homes here, guys.
A lot of take-homes. And you should masturbate today.
Yeah, I mean, why not? If you want to and you have time, do it.
If you don't, you don't.
Yeah, and there's always tomorrow.
There is
later today. You know what I mean?
I have to pee so badly.
Oh, no.
And my voice is gone, and we should go eat, and I have to go to the doctor with my kid who can't walk, and oh, my God, I'm sick of Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Do you know why?
Why? When am I going to buy presents? I just can't do it.
This is what I'm sick of. Number one, all these decorations are ugly.
Your house looks tacky, and you're just going to have to clean it up later.
That's how I feel about my house. I'm like, this is gross. Yeah. Like, gross. What? I know it's fun and shit, and maybe I need a Christmas room, not a Christmas house.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Hold this, please.
The elf is annoying.
Number two, the elf is annoying. Number three, the hyperness of my children, annoying.
Yeah.
Number four, well, it's going to be a mom truth, but what moms have to maneuver and minutia to get the holidays going is insanity. Ugh. And we deserve a vacation after we pull the shit off. You know, I wonder if your husband's concerned about what presents they have.
All he said to me was, you know, we definitely don't have, whoops. You know, we definitely don't have enough presents. I'm like,
hey, what are you gonna do about it? I got these ones, so how are you gonna add to this pile?
I don't know.
I just do it, and you know?
Yeah, I gotta do it. I gotta buy some presents. I hate that too. You know, one of those feelings, and I know that there's a solution for this, guys.
Amazon Prime.
No. Like, I don't like the feeling of my kids getting a lot of things.
Yeah, me neither.
You know?
I hate it.
Because it feels like...
But our husbands, their buckets were filled as kids with presents.
Presents, yeah.
And that's what they know.
I know.
So that's not what we know, but that's what they know.
I know.
And still to this day, my husband, I showed him the pile. I was like, that one doesn't have enough. Blow my mind, because any other time of year, it's a hard no. Christmas, it's like, fill it so they can't walk in the room.
That's so crazy, right?
Right?
It's so weird.
These kids are spoiled. Like, if I go on vacation, oh my God, they're so spoiled. They've been here. But they'll remember.
Is that my husband?
Oh. What are you doing?
Trying to fix their car.
Why aren't you at work? Were you with your girlfriend this morning? What's wrong with your back?
It's Kevin. Just bust it up.
I can jump on you. Hi, Richard.
I heard that.
You know what? You know what, Richard? That's my stepdad. You know what he is?
What?
Consistent.
Happy.
Always happy.
Always fucking happy.
Never
that kid.
Seen him in a mood in my life.
Love him.
Yeah.
God.
It's a good one.
He's in a mood.
Oh, God. You could just see it in his face. Oh.
He can't smile. You know when he's in a mood, he can't smile.
Yeah.
It's like you with your lips.
Yeah.
He can't smile. Good luck with that nap.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.